We're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get sent for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Concordia. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech, and coach, we're into the final week of the regular season, but hey, there's still plenty to play for. That's good news for us. We still have a chance to finish in the top four of the conference.
Yeah, we do. Like we were talking, if we can go 2-0 this week, we can be as a number three seed. That's as high as we could get. But if we go 1-1, we're probably a 7 seed. If we go 0-2, we're an 8 seed. So, yeah, to say it, you know, this time of the year, you still got a lot to play for. It couldn't be a better example of that than there would be starting tonight.
How do you guys approach these final two games of the season?
Well, you know, in all actuality, we're not necessarily changing things, but our attitude has changed. I think that loss a week ago against Nebraska Wesleyan was really a heartbreaker, but I think it got our kids' attention because. Not that, you know, Mount Marty was a great basketball team, but I thought we came out and we just dominated the game. We had, you know, kind of a slow start there. We let them kind of get in it right away. But once we got things going in a forward direction, I thought our bench really played a key role in that one, coming out and giving us early energy, really propelling us at halftime, into halftime. And then the second half, we came out and finally held, you know, a team at bay a little bit, only giving up about 35, 36 points in that second half. So, it was a great crowd, great energy, and I think our kids really just fed off of that.
Second half, sir, have not been very good to us as of late, but we come up with 55 points in the ballgame against Mount Marty.
Yeah, I thought we did a tremendous job on both ends, and like I say, it's probably more important that we limited them offensively than it was, you know, what we could do offensively, and scoring hasn't typically been a problem with this team, but it was probably the first game in a while that we've been able to put together two halves and play pretty consistent basketball.
Attitude pretty good after that ball game, knowing they put together two pretty good halves of basketball.
It really was. You know, I mean, it translated well. You had a day off Sunday, but we came back and had one of our longer, more harder practices on Monday and went about 2 hours on the court, which we haven't done in a long time. Great energy level, great attitude, great effort by our kids. And then, you know, yesterday we were much shorter. But the intensity level did not drop off at all. And the thing that we've tried to explain to our club is you're going to make mistakes one way or another. But I tell you what, it's a lot easier to recover from mistakes when you're competing as hard as we did on Saturday and then translating that into good practices on Monday, Tuesday.
Well, we don't see a two-hour practice this late in the season. Are we brushing up maybe for some things this final week or getting ready for postseason?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of both. But, kind of under the mindset right now that we just need to tweak our attitude, you know, and it was more than tweaking our game plans so much, and things were kind of going well, and more honestly, time got away from me. You know, I was having fun, and things were going well. We're flying around, hollering and screaming, and everybody's diving on the floor, and it was just a fun environment, you know, and I just looked up at the clock, and I was like, geez, cafeteria is closed. We got to get these guys something to eat. We better get out of the gym. So it wasn't as much by design as it was by accident, but you know, in this game, a lot of times good things come from accidents.
Jake Marvin, 26 points in the ball game against Mount Marty on Saturday. It's good to see him maybe get his touchback.
I was really proud of him, you know, and he's had a little bit of a frustrating senior year. And you know, he's been plagued by injury ever since he was a freshman. And it was just good to see him come out and respond. I thought, in particular, he shot the ball very well. And he's just such a threat from the perimeter. And I said, when you got a 6'8 kid that can shoot it like Jake, he's gotten better over the years of putting it on the floor, two or three dribbles. I thought he scored on the inside very well for us, and just probably the most complete game he's had all season. I was really happy for him.
You mentioned the bench earlier. The kid who came off of the bench and provided a great spark was Zach Lee.
Yeah, and he's going to get the nod tonight. You know, Brett Wells has been sick all week, and at our shoot-around today was the first that we've seen of Brett since Saturday. So he's just been hampered by the flu, and we just told him to stay away. You know, he's better off staying away than kind of coming around and trying to, you know, milk through practice right now and getting other people sick. So Zach's going to get the nod tonight, and you're exactly right. He was all over the place. I mean, he was like a bull in a china shop. And if we can find a way to, you know, just harness his energy and get his focus a little bit more detailed, he's going to be a heck of a player in this league because he's still got 2 years left.
Play a team tonight, Concordia, 6-20 on the season. They're 2-16 in the conference. They've been decimated by injuries, but a game that's maybe can scare a lot of folks on paper.
I'm as nervous as I've ever been for a game, and we've had a lot of big games around here in the last 11 years, and this one is probably as big, if not bigger, because if ideally, if we were to lose tonight, boy, it would just set the ship in the wrong motion. And, you know, Concordia, I've been in their shoes, you know, and it wasn't those kind of years get burned into your memory for a long, long time. And I know their pain and they're just scrambling, trying to find something. But the year that we were down like that, we ended up beating Mount Marty at our place, who was number 17 in the country, on Valentine's Day. So it can happen. You know, I think after watching KU lose at TCU the other night, anything can happen in this crazy game. So, you know, we've just got to be on full alert tonight because we can't step up over a game like this.
Like we said, they've been decimated by injuries. Adam Vogt has been in and out of the lineup for Concordia the past several weeks. And then the biggest blow was Porter Bertel. He went down about six games ago. Is this a different team without him in the lineup?
Well, it is, because their focus goes from primarily an interior presence to, you know, now having to rely on the perimeter, which is kind of a double-edged sword, because if things aren't falling for you on the perimeter, you know, it can be a long night, and it can take a potential win to a 10 to 15 point loss in a hurry if you're not making shots. But at the same time, if you start knocking in some shots, and if your kids come back out, or if your kids come out on the heels defensively and allow Concordia to make some 3-point shots and let them get some confidence and a rhythm, it could be a long night.
They've got some guys on the perimeter that can hurt you.
They really do. Bo Smith is a really good athlete. You know, he's probably not quite as good as an athlete as the Parrott kid from Midland, but same kind of body type, long, rangy, explosive, can shoot it. He's shooting 42% from three right now on about 80 attempts, so it's not like, you know, he's a flash in the pan. And, you know, they got the freshman of the year. Haywood has had a tough year, but at any moment could get going. They had a senior that started his first game the other day against Dort, had 18 points in his first start. So they do. They have pieces to the puzzle that they could really make things tough if you're not ready to play.
Teams like this in situations like this, like you said, it's kind of a scary situation. The team just kind of grasping for anything that's going to work out there. You never really can tell what they can do coming into the ballgame, is it?
No, you can't, because, you know, we've seen probably five or six different lineups in the last five or six games. You've seen kids that you don't really know about come in and get 18 in a start. You've got kids that you think are going to play pretty well that just maybe haven't produced, that you know at any moment could go off and get 20. So it is. It's more the unknown. It's almost easier when you play a team like Northwestern. You know Ben Miller, and you know he ain't going to have an off night. You know, that's why he's the best player in our league. You know, at Doan, you know, Bronick and Reed are going to have big nights because that's who they are. So anytime you're playing a team that's kind of grasping at straws and you know, sometimes when you throw it all against the wall, it just sticks. And hopefully tonight isn't one of those nights.
You take Concordia out of the ballgame, probably getting off to a great start and erasing any doubt that you guys are going to give up a game here tonight.
Well, and that's the biggest thing, you know, and we wanted to look at last Saturday's game against Mount Marty's a statement game. You know, we felt we really let one slip away against Nebraska Wesleyan. It's over. The only thing we can do is let the rest of the league and the rest of the national voters say, you know, Hastings had a hiccup in their schedule, and they're a pretty good team, and we had to come out, and we really had to win in convincing fashion, and tonight's no different. You know, we can't come out, and this can't be a two-point game at any, you know, I mean, we if we want to do something, that is, we've got to come out, and we've got to just take care of our business, and we've got to have a very convincing effort on our part.
What's your chance for this basketball team to hit 20 wins for a season? How special would that be in your final year here?
Well, I think it just says a lot about the character of your team, you know, and it just reaffirms to me that we've got the right kids in place. I think we've set the table pretty good for whoever ultimately takes over this program. You're going to have a lot of quality basketball players left for one and two and Carson Bloom for three. You know, I think it's a real good feather in our cap because, you know, if you'd have told me on October 3rd this team had an opportunity to logistically win, realistically win 20 games after losing Tobin, I'd have thought you were crazy. You know, this team was picked sixth or seventh in the league in the preseason polls with Tobin. So to have an opportunity to be in the top three without him, I think says a lot about the character of our kids.
What has been, I guess, the biggest change from maybe earlier in the season?
Well, I think more so is just, you know, we got some pretty convincing wins on the road. I think some, you know, games like sweeping Kearney, you know, regardless of their record at this time, that's still a feather in our cap. I think that's something, you know, hasn't been done here in a while. I think just the fact that, you know, we got some confidence. You know, we beat Doan at our place early. You know, you go up and you play a very good, you know, who's now number one in the country, William Penn, and all rights, you were there. We had him beat. We let it slip away in the last few minutes. But I think our kids have drawn from confidence. I think they've fed off of one another. I think our chemistry is really good. We haven't had any infighting. You know, and at the end of the day, whenever Bill Walsh said it, it can be more true that character counts. And I think the character of our kids has really shown through, and just really pleased and proud of how they've responded all season.
Hey, good luck to them.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Concordia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, getting sent for the men's game between Hastings College and Concordia tonight. The scoreboard is now complete on the women's side of things tonight. Interesting ball game just finished up in Fremont as a Midland University knocked off Briarcliff tonight by a score of 65-61. Briarcliff right now was tied for third place coming in to the ball games here tonight, but Midland pulls the upsets tonight in Fremont, 65-61. The other teams that were ranked above Hastings College all picked up wins tonight. So really, Hastings didn't gain any ground, didn't lose any ground to the group that we're in. Concordia beating Hastings 73-61. Northwestern picking up a win over Dakota Wesleyan 87-81. Doan won their first ball game of the season in the conference tonight. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan 62-57 in Lincoln. Morningside over Mount Marty by a score of 65-54. At last check, with 20 seconds to play in major college basketball, and the men's side of things, it was Indiana, ranked number one in the country, leading Nebraska by a score of 76-47. 76-47, Indiana had the lead over Nebraska with about 20 seconds to play, and that's a Big Ten basketball game being played in Bloomington there tonight. So as far as action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, we've got just two games left in the regular season. Hastings College currently sitting in a tie for fourth place right now. Is that the Nebraska game has just gone final, we understand. The Huskers losing to Indiana tonight by a score of 76-47. So 76-47, the final score there. Getting back to the GPAC here tonight, the conference standings as of now for the men's side of things, you've got Northwestern. They're going to win the regular season championship. They're at 15-3 with two games to go. Dort, who is off tonight, is sitting in second place. They're at 14-5. Then Doan and Midland, they are tied for third place at 11-7. Briarcliff and Hastings right now tied for fifth at 10-8. They've got Morningside at 9-9 and Dakota Wesleyan 8-10. You might say the Broncos don't have a whole lot to play for, but that's not true. Hastings College looking to grab one of the top four seeds in the GPAC postseason tournament. That would give Hastings a home game next Wednesday. So Hastings still has a chance at that, but they got to finish things off strong here against Concordia tonight and then go on the road on this Saturday to beat Morningside up in Sioux City. So the game's going on the men's side of things. Briarcliff playing at Midland tonight. Concordia here against Hastings. Northwestern at Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside at Mount Marty. Doan at Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College coming in a record of 19 wins and 9 losses on the season. The Broncos 10-8 in the conference. Hastings is coming off of a big win the other day against Mount Marty, winning by the score of 95-68.
Hastings let one slip away last week when we lost at home to Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-79. So Hastings actually dropped a couple of games in a row. The Dort into Nebraska Wesleyan got back on the winning track on the Saturday with an impressive win, 95-68 over Mount Marty. Hastings rolled up some big numbers in that contest, led 40-32 at halftime, scored 55 points in the second half of play. Jake Marvin came up with a season-high 26 points in that ball game. Defense forcing 28 turnovers, and Zach Lena came off the bench to score 13 points. Concordia is a team that is 6-20 on the season. They are 2-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Bulldogs, they have lost five games in a row. And this team has been decimated by injuries. Porter Bertel, their leading scorer, is out for the rest of the season with a variety of injuries. Adam Vogt has been in and out of the lineup. He's been averaging 10.1 points per ball game. Bo Smith has stepped up. He's averaging 13.1 for the Concordia Bulldogs. He is sixth in the conference in three-point percentage. So Concordia is still with plenty of players to maybe give Hastings a tussle here tonight. The Broncos will have to take care of business against this ball club tonight. Concordia is a team that is averaging 70.8 points per ball game. That is ninth in the conference. Hastings College, number two in the conference in offensive production at 81.7. Concordia is giving up 78.8 points per ball game on defense. That is the worst defensive average in the conference. Hastings is next to the last. They're giving up 74.9 points per ball game on defense. So it's the Broncos and Concordia here tonight in men's college basketball. Hastings beat Concordia earlier this season in a ball game played in Seward by the score of 84-75. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Concordia Bulldogs tonight, they will go with Phil Friedrich. Friedrich is a 5'11" senior out of Seward, Nebraska. Hometown born there. Averaging 2 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Joey Warning is a 6-foot sophomore out of Lincoln. Warning is averaging 3.2 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Joel Haywood is a 6'3" and sophomore out of Lakewood, Colorado. He is averaging 10.5 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Bo Smith is a 6'4" and senior out of McKinney, Texas. Smith is averaging 13 points and a couple of rebounds per game. Then Brent Houchin is the other starter, 6'7" and senior out of Bruning, Nebraska. Houchin is averaging 9 points and 3.2 rebounds per ball game. Concordia is hitting 44% of their field goal tries this year, 30% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. They normally get out-rebounded by their opposition, 34-32. Concordia averages 14 turnovers per ball game. They force 12 on the defensive end. For the Hastings College basketball team, getting a start here tonight. For the Broncos, it's going to be Carson Bloom. I'm going to make a special announcement here. For Lance Creech. Now we'll get to the starting lineup. Hastings will start with Carson Bloom. Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden. He's averaging 4.8 points per ball game, 1.6 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, 6'2", and a junior out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 16.1 points at 7th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 3.1 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, 6'2", a senior out of Kearney. Bacon, 14.2 points, 1.3 rebounds. Zach Lena is going to start tonight for Brent Wells, who is not with the team. Wells is down with the flu. So Zach Lena, who came off of a good performance the other day, He'll get a start, 6'4", a sophomore out of Omaha. Lynn averaging 6.7 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn, the other starter, 6'7", a junior out of Lincoln. Flynn averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds per game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So this was a ruckus crowd on Saturday, and I think we've got a very similar atmosphere here tonight. In fact, we have got a great crowd on hand. The final regular season game for Hastings College. The Broncos still have an outside chance of maybe getting a home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs to get underway next week, but nothing's guaranteed right now. So this will be Lance Creech's maybe final appearance here at home as he is stepping down after the season as the head coach for the Broncos. Dylan Flynn gets the first shot away. It's going to be no good, and Concordia grabs the rebound. Concordia in brand new away jerseys here tonight. Gray pants, gray tops, and gray numbers surrounded by some white and blue trim. Very tough to see. Friedrich with the ball at the free throw line, moves it down on the baseline. There's a reverse layup. It's going to be blocked down. Haywood going for the basket there, and the ball is blocked down there by Dylan Flynn. Gets the ball up the floor. Carson Bloom drives, shoots, and scores. Carson Bloom gets the first field goal here for the Broncos. Hastings is out on top, 2-0 is the score. We played about 50 seconds here in the ball game, and a very loud crowd here. There's a Bo Smith with the ball for Concordia. Bo Smith out here in 3-point territory on the wing to Joel Haywood. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. Here's the pass going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down by Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got the first turnover on Concordia. Here's Lohman back the other way. Lohman drives the ball into the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Again, this team has been taken apart by injuries this year. We're talking about Concordia. Their leading scorer, Porter Bertel, is not playing tonight, will not play for the rest of the season. We understand Adam Vogt, who is also in double figures at 10.1 points per ball game. He has been in and out of the lineup, and his status for tonight is questionable. Here's Lohman at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. So Brady Lohman puts the Broncos out on top by a score of 3-0. 18:45 remaining here in the first half, so Hastings out to a good start here. As Lohman will have another one. His shot is up there. Good. So 4-0 is the score. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. There's Concordia with the ball. They bring it into the forecourt. That's a warning with it now. Cross-court pass comes over here to Haywood. Haywood pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. There's the feed to the elbow left side. His shot is up there and in. Phil Friedrich scoring there for Concordia. That's his first field goal. It's 4-2 now. Hastings College has got the lead. Lohman has got the ball now for the Broncos on the right wing. Lohman goes over there on the far side to Carson Bloom. Moves it to the elbow. That is Zach Lena. Top of the key, Carson Bloom. Swings it left side to Lohman. Back outside to Carson Bloom. Three-pointer is thrown up there from the right side by Bacon. His shot is up and in. 7-2 is the score. Hastings out to an early 5-point lead here in this one. Concordia trying to play the ball in and back court, and he threw the ball away. Running the baseline down there was Haywood. He tried to come to the nearest sideline. Friedrich was cutting the wrong direction. It goes into the Concordia bench. Second turnover on the Dogs there in the first half. 7-2. The Broncos with an early 5-point lead. Here's Lohman. He plays the ball in to Dylan Flynn. Not a Lohman. Brady Lohman from 15. Shot is up there. No good. Flynn with a rebound. Goes back up. A shot. No good. But he's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Bo Smith of Concordia. That's going to be his first foul. 17:51 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 7-2. Broncos need to win these final two ball games and maybe get a little bit of help in order to secure home field advantage or home court advantage next week in the first round of conference playoffs. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Flynn. He's averaging 13 points per ball game. He scored 15 the last time these two teams played in Seward in that 84-75 win for the Broncos. Here's the next shot by Flynn. It is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. 9-2 is the score. The Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Haywood has got the ball here as he works in backcourt against Lohman. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Comes out here near the 10-second line. That's Friedrich with the ball. Friedrich works over there against Zach Lena. Bombs it on the wing. Now inside as they get the ball in there to Houchin. He puts up a little hook shot in the lane. It's going to be good, but we got a traveling violation. Houchin got the ball in the lane there. A little hook shot. There's right hand, and a traveling violation is called on Brent. That's the third turnover on Concordia here in the ballgame. Hastings already out to a 9-2 lead here over Concordia. Broncos have the ball here on the near sideline. Woolman has got it. Top of the key to Zach Lehner. Behind his screen from Flynn. Gives the ball away to Dillon at the free throw line. Comes back out here to Woolman in 3-point territory. Woolman sends it down in the corner on the left side. That's Carson Bloom. Bloom stops here at the free throw line. He comes up here on the dribble. Hands away to Bacon. Bacon to the near sideline. Out of Lehner from the corner. Shot good. Zach Lehner knocks down a 3-ball from the deep left corner. Hastings out to a 10-point lead early. 3 minutes into the ball game, Hastings leading by the score of 12-2. Broncos shooting the ball well out of the gate here. Bring the ball back is going to be a Friedrich as he dribbles behind his back against Carson Bloom. Gets it into the offensive zone. Friedrich comes over here on the near sideline as he feeds over here to Joel Haywood. Haywood works here against the Zach Lena. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball is going to be tipped away. That's going to be picked up by Hastings College. That's Zach Lena picking up the loose ball. The fourth turnover in the ball game for Concordia. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Here's Bacon for three. His shot is up there. No good. Lena with a rebound. Zach gets her back out here to Woolman. Moves it out in the corner to Carson Bloom. Out to Woolman out here on the wing. His three-pointer is put up there. Good. Timeout Concordia. Hastings out of the gates. Stephen Mann here. 16 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 15, Concordia 2.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings hits four out of their first seven shots here in the ballgame tonight, including three out of four on three-pointers. Concordia's had only one shot so far. They hit that one. But the Broncos out to a 15-2 lead here. Men's college basketball action here tonight. All the student section is wearing the Lance Creech traditional sweater vest in their student section tonight. In fact, the cheerleaders on the far sideline also in a sweater vest. It's a vest night here as they honor Lance Creech. His team is honoring him as well as a 15-2 lead. There's a pass down the floor as they get it in there to slam dunk by Brent Houchin. Broncos were pressuring in backcourt. Brent Houchin broke away. They got him the ball, and he scores. 15-4 is the score now. Here's Zach Lehner down the left side of the lane. Stops, gets it out to Carson Bloom. Bloom on the dribble, takes it down to the baseline, swings in the lane, and shot is up and in. Carson Bloom wheeling in the lane. He gets the easy field goal. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings leading now by a score of 17-4. There's a pass on the near sideline to Bo Smith. Bo Smith gets it down to a Joel Haywood, who hustles into the forecourt. Now to Bo Smith to the near sideline. That's going to be a Friedrich with the ball. Friedrich moves it to Houchin. His shot is up there and in. Brent Houchin, a little five-footer off of the right side of the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 17-6. We're about 4 minutes into the ball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Woolman has got the ball, feeds it inside to Flynn, spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be good. Dillon Flynn right in front of the basket. He scores. He's got 2 points in the ball game, 19-6 now. Hastings College in the lead, 15-12. The players are passing to be deflected, picked up by Bloom. He drives for the hole, contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Concordia turns the ball away for the fifth time here in the first quarter. Bloom took it right to the rack, and he is fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on Haywood. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs. This will be a shooting foul going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Bloom is 69% foul shooter in the season. He's 30 out of 43 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot no good. Bloom will get one more. Hastings now the sixth best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 71%. They continue to lead the nation in field goal percentage at 51%. They lead the Great Plains Athletic Conference in three-point shooting at 40%. Carson Bloom back to the free throw line. Hastings out to a 19-6 lead here over Concordia. Shot from the free throw line is good by Bloom. So it's now 20-6 in favor of Hastings. Bloom will check out into the ballgame now for Hastings. Alex Thayer also coming into the ballgame. There's going to be Jake Hamburger as Dillon Flynn will go to the bench. 20-6. Hastings with an early 14-point lead. The Broncos pressuring. The ball's going to be intercepted by Thayer. Thayer gets the ball. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected right back, and Concordia picks it up. So Hastings got the interception, but they give her right back. The first turnover on Hastings. Driving the baseline, Bo Smith. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Going up there against Jake Marvin, who is also into the ball game. Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in this first half of play. Bo Smith will go to the free throw line here for Concordia. 74% foul shooting in the season, 52 out of 70. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Concordia is a team seventh in the conference in field, or actually in free throw percentage, at 69%. Number eight in field goals, number 10 in three-point shooting. Next shot is up there. It is good by Smith. 20-7 is the lead now for Hastings College. Here's Hamburger as the ball poked away here on the near sideline by Joey Warning. It'll be Hastings playing it in right in front of the scorer's table. Brady Lohman will trigger things in for the Broncos. Hastings in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Jake Marvin has got the ball, not a Lohman, as he hands it back here in three-point territory. Jake Marvin dribbling with the ball, goes over to Hamburger. Hamburger at the free throw line. His jumper is up there. Yes! Jake Hamburger hits one from the free throw line. That's his first field goal. Hastings out on top now by a score of 22-7 here in the ball game. There's Joey Warning with the ball in the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Goes over to Friedrich. Now to Bo Smith. Smith at the top of the E. Drives it down to the baseline. Stops. Puts up a shot there. It's going to be no good. Tip try no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman down to Alex Thayer. Thayer gives it to Hamburger. Down to Lohman. Moves it over to Wells, who is into the ball game now. He was not expected to play tonight, but evidently feeling better as he comes into the ball game and his pass can be deflected out of bounds. Yeah, Zach Lena got to start tonight for Hastings, and all indications were that Wells was not even going to be in the arena here tonight, but he's in there now. There's Hamburger with a steal. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger steals the ball away from the far sideline. Concordia turns away for the seventh time here in the ballgame. Hastings leading by a score of 24-7. With the basketball here in backcourt is Concordia as they get it across the midcourt stripe. There's a behind-the-back pass to Houchin, and he's going to be fouled into play as Houchin got that pass there from Joey Warning, and he has fouled into play. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. That's going to send the Bulldogs to the free throw line. 13:53 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Bulldogs by a score of 24-7. To the free throw line is going to be Brent Houchin. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. Houchin now with 5 points in the ball game. He'll have another one. Coming into the ball game is going to be Charles Dunbar now for Concordia. Dunbar, he can line him up. We saw it earlier this year when he played in Seward. 5'11" and senior out of St. Louis. Next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. As Houchin knocks down his second one, it's now 24-9. There's Jake Marvin in the lane. His little short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound knocked loose. It's picked up by Houchin now for Concordia. Houchin gets the ball to Dunbar down the near sideline. Dunbar brings it into the offensive zone. Picked up there by Alex Thayer of Hastings. Dunbar on the dribble here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Comes out to the center of the floor now, picked up by Wells. Dunbar lobs the ball right side of the lane with a basketball. There is going to be Bo Smith. Puts it up there right-handed on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman for Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way to Brent Wells. He drives toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Contact made. Foul called. Concordia is going to go on Houchin. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Wells, a 70% foul shooter in the season. He's 43 out of 61 from the free throw line this season. Actually, they're going to call that on Robbie Thomas, I think, instead of Houchin. The shot from the free throw line is going to be good by Brent Wells. And now Lance is coming over to question who that last foul was against. It's going to go on 40. That is going to go on Houchin instead of Robbie Thomas. So we were correct the first time. Houchin picking up the personal foul. 24-9. Is the score in favor of Hastings College. As Wells will have a second one. It's up there. It's going to be good. Brent Wells nails a couple of free throws, and the Broncos out to a 25-9 lead here over Concordia. We played about 7 minutes here in the contest. Here's a Friedrich with the ball now for Concordia. Friedrich dribbling with the ball as he comes to the near side. Friedrich still on the dribble. Picked up out there by Bacon, now behind his screen. Friedrich moves it on the wing. He's double-teamed over there, has to get the ball away. The jump pass into the lane. Houchin grabs it, shoots, and scores. He was in trouble and found Houchin in the lane there as Houchin weighs it in. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Here's Hamburger. His shot's going to be blocked down on the baseline, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Smith. Smith gets the ball to Dunbar as he runs it into the forecourt now. Charles Dunbar with the ball behind the screen. Double team. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bacon. That's the eighth turnover on Concordia. Wells back the other way. Drives it to the hole. Has the basketball stripped away. Now we got a traveling violation and a double dribble there on Wells. A turnover in the Broncos on the break. Second turnover in the ball game on Hastings College. Broncos now hitting 66% from the field tonight. 8 out of 12. 3 out of 4 on three-pointers so far in the ball game. Concordia's also shooting the ball well at 66% at 4 out of 6 so far. But the Broncos out on top by 15 points. It is 26 to 11. Dunbar has got the ball now for Concordia as he races it in the offensive zone again against Dane Bacon. Dunbar has got the ball as he dribbles with it here in three-point territory. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Dunbar moves it behind the screen from Houchin. Houchin rolls. They give him the ball. Houchin down on the baseline. It's high above his head. Now he drives it there against Hamburg. Puts up the right-handed and scores. Brad Houchin scores. He's been all their offense so far. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He's got 10 out of the 13 for the Bulldogs. 26-13. Hastings has doubled the score early. Hamburger for three. Shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Joey Warning. Warning gets the ball away. Now he'll dribble up the floor here against Alex there. Moves it to the free throw line, who hands it away now to Dunbar. Dunbar behind the screen. There's a pass inside. He's through the fingertips of Houchin out of bounds. Houchin set the screen right at the free throw line, then rolled down the lane. Dunbar tried to get him the ball, but the pass come blazing right on by his outstretched hands. It goes out of bounds. The ninth turnover on Concordia here in the ball game. Bacon comes back into the ball game. Loman checks out. Marvin also going to check out. And Zach Lena is back in there. 11:39 to play here in the first half. Hastings 26, Concordia 13. Vince College basketball action here tonight. There's Flynn with the ball. Now to Hamburger. He goes for the basket and scores. Flynn gets the assist. Jake Hamburger gets the field goal. Jake now with 6 points in the ball game. Long pass down the floor. Warning catches up with it on the baseline. Saves it. There's a baseline jumper. It's up and in. Max Wagner, or Robbie Thomas, into the ball game there. Hits the, that's going to be Wagner, I believe. Wagner picking up the field goal on the short baseline on the left side. The numbers here for Concordia are not very good. There's Hamburger. He throws the ball down the lane, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to connect down low to Flynn. Third turnover in the ball game with the Broncos. 28-15 is the score. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here comes Dunbar. Charles Dunbar back with the ball here for Concordia down the near sideline. Picked up there by Thayer of Hastings. Moves it over there on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Warning with the ball. Joey Warning. Now out to Robbie Thomas. Back to Warning on the wing. Dribble penetration inside the ring. As the basketball knocked loose, is picked up by Bacon. Bacon gets it into the hands of Zach Lena. Back to Dane. Here come the Broncos running back the other way. That's the 10th turnover already on Concordia. Hamburger for three. A shot from the corner is good. Jake Hamburger now with 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 16-point lead, 31-15 here in the ball game. Warning, his pass down low. A shot is up and in. Breaking for the basket and scoring there is going to be Max Wagner. Wagner now with 4 points in the ball game here for Concordia. Hastings with the ball down in the corner. Bacon for three. Shot is no good. Ball comes out here in the three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. Hamburger fighting for the loose ball, and a foul is going to be going here on Concordia. It's going to go on Warning. That's going to be his first. And now I think Lance wants to call a timeout. Broncos will call a timeout. 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Concordia 17.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com, your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more, visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 31-17 to score. Hastings with a lead. Woolman with a hanger on the right side of the lane. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound is brought down here by the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia comes back the other way. Shooting to our basket to our right here in the first half. There's a Joey Warning with the ball. Warning hands it away out here in three-point territory. Over on the wing on the left side, dribbling with it over there is going to be Robbie Thomas, picked up by Woolman. Thomas gets away, goes for the basket. It's has to be blocked down, out of bounds. Now it's lost out of bounds by Concordia. Flynn got the block there. There it goes off of the fingertips of Max Wegner underneath the basket, and Hastings College will play things in. So a block shot there by Dylan Flynn. That is his 25th block of the season. 31-17, Hastings with a 14-point lead. Broncos have the ball. 9.5 to play here in the first half. Carson Bloom with it now to Brady Woolman. Deep wing, right side, Dane Bacon. Bacon dribbling with the ball. Has it lost. It's going to be picked up here by Concordia. That was an unforced turnover there as Bacon just lost control of the ball. There's a warning with it now. In 3 points there, it comes to Phil Friedrich right in front of the Bronco bench. Friedrich moves it down to the baseline. His 10-footer is going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound loose in the lane is picked up by Friedrich out here in three-point territory. Friedrich will reset the offense. Goes on the far side. As they dribble inside, here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. The ball chipped around and it's picked up by Flynn. Flynn now to Carson Bloom is back into the ball game. Now to a woman. Drives the ball into the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there out of nowhere. Getting that block is going to be Robbie Thomas. Long pass down to four. That is off of the fingertips of Wegner, who tries to save it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Kind of a ragged couple of minutes here. And Cody has turned the ball over 11 times now in the ball. Hastings College has got 6 turnovers. 31-17 is the score. The Broncos with a 14-point lead. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. There's Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman 4-3. His shot is up there. That's going to be partially deflected, and the ball goes out of bounds. The officials say, yeah, give the ball to Hastings. That was deflected out here in 3 points there, Troy. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Charles Dunbar. Dunbar checks in. Joey Warning checks out. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 24 left on the shot clock. Woolman looking to play it in. He does. Bacon has got the ball out here in 3 point territory. Dribble penetration out of Lena. He drives it on the low block, puts a man in the air, goes up with the shot. It's going to be blocked down. Lena grabs the ball in the lane, spins. He's trying to go up with it. Now he does and scores. Zach Lena working hard in there. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Zach Lena scoring there for Hastings. That gives the Broncos a 16 point lead. 33-17. 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first half, here's Charles Dunbar, finds the seam, kicks it down in the corner. Mishandled, picked up here by Friedrich. Phil Friedrich brings the ball out here in 3 points there. Troy picked up by Bacon. Friedrich with the ball on the wing, behind the screen. Moves it out to the elbow, left side of the shot. It's up there, it's going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound, it's going to be Flynn. Out of the pass comes to the near sideline. Bacon has got the ball. Bacon moves it left to right across the free throw line. Out here to Lohman, entry pass, get it inside to Lena. Left-handed shot, good. Zach Lena now with 7 points in the ball game. Lohman gets the assist, and the Broncos have an 18-point lead, 35-17. They were out of the gates in a hurry here tonight. The Broncos build a 10-point lead in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Over here again defensively was Lohman and Carson Bloom. It'll be Concordia playing things in right in front of the Bronco bench here on the near sideline. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half, 35-17. Hastings with the lead. Joel Haywood, who's back in the ball game, will play things in. Charles Dunbar out here in 3 points territory. Two to the whistle. We got a foul away from all the action here. It's going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Concordia will play things in from underneath their own basket. As they get it to the free throw line, that's going to be Max Wegner. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. A shot from 10 is up there and in. Wegner scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the basketball game for the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's a Brady Woolman with the ball. Brady Woolman to Bacon. Dribble penetration in the lane. Puts up the right-handed and scores. Bacon now with 5 points in the ball game. So the two teams trade baskets there. And the Broncos back out to an 18-point lead at 37-19. Just by the 7 minute mark here in this one. Haywood has got the ball. Joel Haywood out here in the 3 point territory. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Nobody's there. Nobody is there down there in the corner. So a little mix up offensively. They're having a little discussion here with Max Wegner, who I think was in the wrong place. That's 12 turnovers on Concordia here in the basketball game. Hastings will play at Morningside on Saturday afternoon. There's probably going to be a lot riding on that particular ball game. The Broncos trying to chase down home court advantage in the first round of the GPAC tournament next Wednesday. There's Lohman in the lane. Brady Lohman goes for the basket. It's not going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Lohman took it right to the hole there, and he is fouled from behind. A personal foul is going to be called on Wegner. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Lohman is 5th in the conference in free throw percentage at 84%. He has got 5 points in the ball game thus far. A three-pointer, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Loman gives the Broncos a 19-point lead now at 38-19. Brady Loman will have one more as he takes a couple of practice dribbles. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Loman now has 7 points, and the Broncos have a 20-point lead at 39-19. There's Haywood, nearly travels in backcourt, gets it to Smith, drives to the baseline. Nice pass inside to Houchin, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Grant Houchin now with 12 points in the ball game, 39-21, 6.5 to play here in the first half. Brady Woolman with the ball, moves it over in the wing. Carson Bloom, the product out of Minden, lobs it inside. There's going to be Jake Marvin, who's back into the ball game. Now to Lena. Lena from the elbow, right side. It's going to be too strong. And a rebound is loose, and it's picked up here by Concordia. Bo Smith with a rebound. Hands it away now to Charles Dunbar. Dunbar, left-handed dribble, waist high as he brings it into the offensive zone. Gets it over there at the elbow. Joel Haywood with it. Brings it out into three-point territory. Works against Bacon. Boosts the ball down into baseline. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch there by Lena. Nice play down there in the corner as a Bo Smith knocks that one off with a leg of Lena down there. It's going to be Concordia basketball. Hamburger comes back into the ball game. Woolman checks out. 6 minutes to play here in the first half, 39-21. Hastings with the lead. Here's Haywood with the ball out of here in three-point territory. Haywood holds the ball. Dane Bacon in his face defensively here. Haywood dribbling with the ball. Goes over to Bo Smith. Moves it down the left baseline. With it over there is going to be Phil Friedrich. Goes in a high post now to Houchin. Lobs it down low. That's Smith with the ball. Puts it up there and scores. Bo Smith hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's averaging 13 in the season. 39-23. Hastings College in the lead. Broncos down the ball. Bacon down in the corner. Dane on the wing. Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Bounce pass goes down low. Lena's got it. He spins. Zach Lena kicks her back out of the wing. That's Bacon, who returns the ball back to Zach. He tries to drive it to the basket. The ball's going to be knocked loose, and it's picked up by Houchin. 7 turnover on Hastings. There's Dunbar coming back now for the Bulldogs down the near sideline. Dunbar on the wing, dribbling with it there against Bloom. Bounce pass goes inside to Houchin. Spins, puts up a shot good. Houchin scores there over Zach Lena. Houchin now with 14 points in the ballgame, 39-25. Bulldogs back to within 14. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Jake Marvin faking, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Houchin. That's going to be a second. That happens right in front of the Hastings College student body section down there. I think the students are all awarded pizza here tonight by Hastings College women's and men's basketball teams during the ball game here tonight, so their bellies are going to be full tonight. Jake Marvin to the free throw line. Marvin has not scored so far in this ball game. His shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Smith. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings leading by 14 points, 39-25, trying to take care of biz here in their final regular season game here at home. Joel Haywood has got the ball, moves it to the right side, now drives it down the right side of the lane. Moves it down in the baseline and now retreats. His shot on the wing is going to be up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Brent Wells, who's back into the ballgame. To the far sideline of Bacon. Drives right around his defender. Goes for the basket. Misses the shot. Tip try is up there by Wells. No good. Battle for the rebound underneath the hole. Wells grabs it. Gets the Marvin. His shot good. 41-25. Wells battling underneath the hole there. Gets it to Jake Marvin, who finishes the job there for the Broncos. We're approaching the four-minute mark here. And the first half of play, there's a bounce pass. They get it inside. The ball knocked loose, but it's picked up there by Bo Smith. Comes out of the wing to Friedrich. His shot from 10 is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bacon. Dane wants to run her back the other way for the Broncos down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. There's Carson Bloom now. Carson gets it to Woolman here on the near side at the Bloom. Swings it right side of the wing. That's Bacon behind the screen from Marvin. Bacon moves it to the free throw line down the right side of the lane. He still can't put up a shot. Out to Marvin for three. Shot is going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Smith. Smith now to Friedrich down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble back into the forecourt here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Off to Dunbar, who moves it over there on the wing on the left side, dribbling with it. Gets it back to the wing. That's Houchin with the ball. Houchin from long range, a shot good. Just inside the three-point arc. Houchin scores. He's got 16 points in the ballgame. He only averages 9 in the season. Back the other way is going to be Bloom, and the basketball is knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 41-27, Hastings College with a 14-point lead with 3:23 to play. In the first half, they lob it into the lane. Flynn grabs it, and a traveling violation is called on Flynn. He grabs the ball right in front of the basket, and he kind of left to his tippy toes there. Faked the ball, and a traveling violation is called. I think the officials missed one there. Eight turnovers on Hastings. 41-27. The Broncos down by, or actually the Broncos up by 14 points. Here's Friedrich with the ball now for Concordia. Pulls up on the wing, moves it down on the baseline. Driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is going to be chipped out there. It's going to be picked up now by Hastings College. That's Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos down the left side of the lane as he moves it all the way to the baseline. Bounce pass comes up here at the elbow. Dylan Flynn, who hands it back to Alex Thayer. On sideline, that's Zach Lena. Lena puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Lena goes off to Alex Thayer. Out here in 3 points there. It's already picked up out there by Joey Warning defensively. There's Zach Lena. Now to Jake Hamburger. Entry pass to get it to Marvin. Rather to Dylan Flynn. He spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Dogs with 2.5 minutes to play. 14-point lead for the Broncos. 41-27. There's Concordia back in their offensive zone with some dribble penetration. Warning kicks it back out top of the key. Out the elbow, Bo Smith. Shot good. Smith scores, and now Lance wants to call a timeout as the Bulldogs have trimmed this lead down here. We got 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. It's a 12-point lead for the Broncos. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 41, Concordia 29.
Say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. The deal of the week features a 2012 GMC Acadia SLT. It features a rear view camera, Bose audio, third row seating, heated leather, and only 44,000 miles. Books for $34,875, yours for $29,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
The Bulldogs now in a 10-2 run here over Hastings. We're down to 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. This is as close as the Concordia Bulldogs have been for a while. 12 points, 41-29. Lance following the timeout. Doesn't want another lead to slip away here. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Reverse layup underneath the basket. Shot no good. Rebound Lena. Follow shot no good. And a foul is called. Zach Lena on the offensive boards there for Hastings College. A personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to go on Max Wagner. That's going to be his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. It's going to be Zach Lena to the free throw line. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season. He'll have 2 shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, no good. He'll get one more. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women lost to 7th-ranked Concordia by a score of 73-61. 2:04 to play. In the first half, the Hastings College men with a 12-point lead. Second shot is up there. It is good by Zach Lena. Hastings now leading 42-29. Pressure again by the Broncos here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball here. That's going to be Joey Warning. Warning is trapped and is passed across the 10-second line to Smith. His shot from the free throw line is up there and no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose and it's picked up by Concordia. Keeps the ball alive. Haywood. Haywood has got it now. Top of the key again. The Warning back outside at 3-pointers. Put up there and in. Zach Chazan getting the three-pointer there for the Concordia Bulldogs. It's a 10-point ball game now at 42-32. Hamburger gets it inside to Dylan Flynn. Flynn shovels the ball away to Lena, and his shot is up and in. Zach Lena, he's now got 10 points in the ball game, 44-32. The Broncos again with a 12-point lead, 120 to play here in this first half. Concordia's got the ball. On the far sideline is Joey Warning. Warning on the wing, picked up there by Flynn. He's double-teamed, goes back down to the baseline. There's a shot up there, and rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Zach Lena with the rebound. Gets it away to Alex Thayer. Thayer at the free throw line, off to Lena. Over in the far sideline to Dane Bacon. Bounce pass right side of the lane. That's Flynn. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up, then his pass can be intercepted. Intercepted here by Friedrich. Hastings turns it away for the 9th time here in the ball game. Phil Friedrich with the ball on the wing. Picked up there by Hamburger. Friedrich still dribbling with it. Comes out here in 3-point territory to get it to a Joy Warning. Warning picked up there by Bacon. Now to Chazan again. Chazan for Concordia. Outside, they get it to Warning as he drives it toward the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Warning will go to the free throw line. Personal foul going to be whistled on Bacon. That's going to be his first. So Bacon picks up his first personal foul, and going to the free throw line will be Joey Warning, a 75% foul shooter in the season. He has not scored so far in this basketball game. So Warning will toe the mark here. His shot is up there, and the shot rims off. No good. Warning will have another one for Concordia. Warning, a 6-foot sophomore out of Lincoln. Here comes Lohman back into the ball game now for Hastings. Flynn is going to come to the bench. 34 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it is 44-32. Hastings in the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Warning. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And now Hastings will come back with the ball. Shot clock is off, so we'll see if the Broncos go for the final shot here. Alex Thayer brings it into the offensive zone as he works against Joy Warning. Alex Thayer looks up at the clock. We're down to 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Thayer on the right side brings it back to the center of the floor. Now on the dribble. Picked up there defensively by Warning. 12 seconds. Alex Thayer with the ball. Alex dribbling with his left hand. Comes to the left side of the floor. Now the wing is going to be Thayer. And he dribbles the ball out of bounds. Alex just lost positioning on the floor there. And he goes right in front of the Concordia bench and dribbles the ball out of bounds. That's going to be 10 turnovers on Hastings. And now with 5.2 seconds to play, Concordia has a chance to maybe slice this thing into single digits as they play things into a Friedrich. Races the ball across the 10-second line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College will have the lead here at halftime over Concordia in men's college basketball. The Broncos got out to a 10-point lead within the first 3 minutes of the ball game. They've got an 11-point lead now here at halftime. It's Hastings College 44, Concordia 33. We'll come back and recap the first half right after this.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight, Hastings College with the lead over Concordia at halftime. The score is 44-33, and the Broncos scored the first 4 points of the ball game, got out to a 10-point lead within the first 3 minutes of the contest. It was 12-2 at the 17-minute mark. Hastings stretched that lead to 41-29. However, it was Concordia coming back, and they are now down by only 11 points here at halftime as the Broncos went about to 2.5 minutes or so without scoring there. And Concordia's gotten back into the contest. They're trailing by 11 points here at the break to score 44-33. Hastings getting 10 points in the first half from Zach Lena. Zach has done a great job so far. He's knocked down a three-pointer. He's got 3 2-point field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 10 points for Zach Lena. 9 for Jake Hamburger. Hamburger's got 3 field goals, and he's got a three-pointer. So he's got 9 points here in the first half. Brady Lohman has got 7. Lohman has got a three-pointer, and he's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Carson Bloom has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Dylan Flynn, a field goal, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Jake Marvin has got 2 points in the ball game. He's 0 of 1 from the stripe. Brent Wells has got a couple of free throws and 2 attempts. He's got 2 points. I think I left off Dane Bacon. He's got a 3 and a 2 in the first half. He's got 5. Hastings hitting 10 out of 13 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. And the Broncos have turned the ball over 10 times against this Concordia defense. Concordia is being led by Brent Houchin so far. He's got 16 points at halftime. Houchin has knocked down 7 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Houchin has got 16. Bo Smith has got 5 points. Smith has got a couple of field goals. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Max Wegner has actually got 6 points. He's got 3 field goals for his efforts here in the first half. Robbie Thomas has got a field goal for 2. Phil Friedrich, a field goal for 2. Joey Warning is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. Concordia 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe here in this first half of play. And they have got a total of 12 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Hastings College has got the lead over Concordia at halftime. The score is 44-33. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half of play tonight. Concordia 14 out of 25 from the field, 56%. Hastings College was 15 out of 27 for 55%. Concordia was 1 out of 2 on 3-pointers for 50% in the first half. Hastings 4 out of 8 for 50%. Concordia 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, 66%. Hastings was 10 out of 13 for 76%. Rebounding-wise, they look to be even as well. Each team with 11 rebounds here in the first half. Hastings has got 3 offensively, and Concordia has got 2 on offense. The turnovers, Hastings College has got 10. Concordia has got 12. The Broncos have 2 block shots and 6 steals. Concordia has got 4 block shots and 5 steals. So Hastings with a lead here at halftime. The score is 44-33. So far, the score has not been tied at any point in this first half, and there's been no lead changes as Hastings College jumped out to the 4-point lead, and that's a lead they still have here at halftime. So 44-33 is the score in men's college basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next, and it's Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Haley Beardsley, a senior from Sterling, Colorado. Haley is a psychology and health systems major with a 3.48 GPA and is a member of the Hastings College volleyball team. Haley led the Broncos to a 30-7 record this year, 16-0 in the conference, lost to Concordia, California in the national tournament. She had 79 kills and averaged 10.2 sets per game and 271 digs on the year. As a member of the Bronco volleyball team, she started varsity for 4 years and was 2 years all-conference second team. In the classroom, she's a member of the Public Relations Ambassadors as an exit co-chair of communications for Executive Council. In her free time, Haley enjoys, well, playing volleyball, Pinterest, and photography. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Haley Beardsley. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
Don't miss any of the action.
Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler home generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler home generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
It is halftime here, the Hastings College Bronco basketball game, and it is time for the Hastings College Spotlight. Good evening, Tyson Havronik with you. This evening we'll be talking with Catherine Hamilton, who is a Hastings College graduate, and recently, last week, was given the New Emerging Talent Award, an award that is presented by the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Network Hastings. With that, Catherine, thank you for joining us on the show. Let's get to know you a little bit, though. I understand you're a Hastings College graduate. You work for Hastings Public Schools, and winning this New Emerging Talent Award, or being, named a Emerging Talent Award winner, obviously you're making a pretty big impact here on the Hastings community so far.
Yes, I haven't been here that long, but in my public relations capacity, my goal is to share our story with the community. So I want to talk about the great things that are happening each and every day in classrooms across our district and let people know what good things are happening. And I really enjoy doing that. And that has been, very pivotal, I think, in helping get our message out and make people more aware about the good things that are happening within the district.
Okay, so you were given the New Emerging Talent Award last week. Just what's that mean to you and the work you've done over at Hastings Public Schools?
I feel very honored to have been even nominated for the award, let alone win it. And there's so many great people that do a lot of great things in the community, volunteer-wise, to make Hastings what it is. So I feel honored again to get the award, and I'm proud to be a member of the Hastings Public Schools staff.
The award on the description says it's not only given to those who are excelling as far as in what they're doing in their role in the community, but it's also involved in what they do for the community once they get outside, their community involvement. You yourself, you've got a plethora of things that you're involved with in this community. Talk just maybe a little bit from your standpoint on why you think it's so important to be involved in our community.
Well, I think that we all have our own unique talents and abilities, and so it's our duty to share those with others, because when we all share our talents, it makes everything and everybody's experiences a lot richer. So I just feel like it's my duty to kind of give back to the community, and so that's why I volunteer.
Okay, well, once again, Catherine Hamilton, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, one of the winners of the New Emerging Talent Awards presented by the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce Network Hastings. Catherine, we thank you so much for the time and appreciate the good work that you are doing in our community. Once again, it's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. It's about time to get back for the second half of the Hastings College basketball game. For 1230 KHS, I'm Tyson Havronik. More Bronco basketball coming up after the break.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the men's game. 44-33 is the score. Hastings College with the lead here in this one. Tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS, we'll have the girls sub-district finals from Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Blue Hill. 6:45 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. That game tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. And over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tomorrow. We've got USHL Hockey. It'll be the Tri-City Storm at home to take on the Lincoln Stars. 6:45 for the pregame. Faceoff will be at 7:05 at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. 44-33 is the score. Hastings with the lead here. Hastings College women's basketball team tonight. They lost to Concordia by the score of 73-61. Hastings getting 28 points in a losing effort from Laurel Zwiener, 11 from Brittany Wong, but Concordia too much for Hastings to handle tonight. Bailey Morris had 16 points for Concordia, 14 for Kristen Conahan, 13 for Katie Rich. Concordia wins it tonight by a score of 73-61. So the Broncos, they fall to 15 wins and 14 losses on the season. They're now 10-9 in the conference. They will play at Morningside coming up on Saturday afternoon. So Hastings College with a lead here. Broncos will come back out same way they started the ball game here tonight. Second half's been a problem. It wasn't on Saturday, though. And Hastings beat Mount Marty, and the Broncos scored 55 points in the second half. But a couple of games before that, Hastings has squandered some second-half leads, and I'm sure that was discussed here. Bulldogs still within the fighting room here. It's 44-33 in favor of Hastings College as we start this second half of play. Concordia shoots our basket to our left. Hastings College going to start off the second half in a zone defense. Joel Haywood has got the ball. Haywood moves it over to, looks like Bo Smith over there. There's a shot that's going to be up and in. Brent Houchin scores from the elbow on the right side of the lane. He's now got 18 points in the ball game, and just like that, it's 44-35. Bulldogs back to within the single digits here. 30 seconds into the second half. Here's Zach Lehner pounding his way to the basket. The ball is going to be knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Putting his hands on it there was Houchin for Concordia. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's a Lohman with the ball. Lohman gets it into Bacon. His shot is up there and in. Dane Bacon hits the short jumper on the right side of the lane. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 46-35. It's an 11-point lead again for Hastings College. Haywood has got the ball. Haywood now to Bo Smith. Lands the ball all the way deep in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Friedrich. Brings it up high. That's going to be Warning with the ball. He's over here to Friedrich again on the left side, who puts it on the floor and reverses it. Gets it to Warning. Now on the right side, a three-pointer is put up there and in. That's Joel Haywood throwing up a three ball from the right side. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And it is now a 46-38 ball game. An 8-point lead for Hastings College. There's a Zach Lena with the ball. Out to Bray Lohman. On the left wing, now is going to be Carson Bloom. He works left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Twisting and turning, Carson Bloom gets the field goal to go down. He's got 7 points. Hastings had a 20-point lead at one point in the first half. That was at 39-19 before Concordia went on a 10-2 run to get back into the ballgame. But Hastings, out of the gates in a hurry, had a 20-point lead in the first half. It's now down to 10 at 48-38 as we work here in the second half. There's Houchin with the ball. Spins in the lane. The ball's going to be poked away, and a foul's going to be called. Houchin spinning to his right there, and he runs right into a Bronco. That's a Zach Lena who picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Lena picks up a personal foul here. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings, and they're going to send Houchin to the free throw line. They say he was in the act of shooting here. Houchin has got 18 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Men scores at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan surprising Boone, 36-24. That's good news for the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan is out on top of Northwestern, 37-32 at halftime. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Houchin knocks down a free throw. He's now got 19 points in the ball game. It's 48-39. Hastings with the lead. Lohman down in the corner now to Carson Bloom. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Haywood gets his hands on it there for Concordia. Knocks the ball into the nickel seats on the far sideline. Hastings will play things in. That's a Brady Lohman over there. Lohman looking to get it in. He does. Flynn has got it. Hands it back to Lohman. Lohman trying to penetrate. He's at the top of the key. Now drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. He goes. Ball fake. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Concordia. That's Bo Smith with the ball. Bo Smith takes it down the right sideline. Gets it ahead down to Haywood. Haywood drives the ball into the lane. His shot up there over Bloom is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Outlet pass. They get the ball ahead. Now to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose and it's picked up here by Bo Smith. One shot and done for the Broncos. Smith gets the ball away to Warning and he's fouling the play. Now Dane Bacon is back up the floor here. He is nose first down in the hardwood down here just to the left of the lane. So an injury timeout for the Broncos. We have a personal foul called on Flynn as the Bulldogs brought the ball back into the offensive zone there. I think Dane just ran into somebody, maybe bent heads down here. And now Dane Bacon is going to be humped off of the floor. It looks like they have turned an ankle here as he comes limping to the near sideline. That's the last thing the Broncos needed. He's going to be taken immediately into the locker room to get maybe a retape job. So Bacon is out of the ball game. It's going to be Zach Lehner in the contest. The foul went on Flynn. That's going to be his second. The score is 48-39. Hastings with a 9-point lead. You would think after what we saw in the first half, the Broncos would have a larger lead than this. They have dominated this ball game, but Concordia is kind of hanging around. Bo Smith gets it over to Friedrich, who moves the ball to the right side of the lane. There's Houchin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Friedrich has the rebound. Bill Friedrich brings it out here into 3-point territory for Concordia. 200 pass comes to the near side to Haywood. Takes it down in the baseline. His pass in the lane. There's Houchin. His shot is up there left-handed. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom drives the ball to the basket. Contact made. No foul called. Ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Carson Bloom drives that one right to the goal. Lost it, and Hastings College will play things in. They get it into Flynn on the baseline, spins, puts up a shot over Houchin off of the glass. No chance to rebound. The ball poked away by Flynn, and Flynn picks up the foul. That is the third foul on Dylan Flynn. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ball game. Flynn comes to the bench. 16:56 to play in the ball game. Hastings 48, Concordia 39. Now the Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt as well as Hastings played in the first half. They find themselves in the ball game now. Here in the second half, here's a Warning with the ball. Joey Warning bounce pass to the far sideline to Haywood. Haywood brings it back to Warning. Dribbles it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Gives her up out here to Friedrich. Picked up there by a woman of Hastings. Bill Friedrich on the dribble now for the Bulldogs. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Friedrich against Lohman. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Spinning down there is Smith. Comes down here in the opposite corner to Haywood. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman has got the ball for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble comes up the floor to Zach Lena. Now to Lohman. Gets it in the hands of Carson Bloom. Bloom will set things up here. So we approach the 16-minute mark. There's Lena right at the elbow. Hands the ball away to Bloom. Mishandles the ball, picks it up on the baseline. Now to Lena at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane, bounce pass down on the baseline. Marvin puts it up there. Shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Concordia ball. So coming into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Charles Dunbar. Dunbar comes in. Also coming in will be Max Wagner. So the Bulldogs still fighting out there. 48-39 is the score. Concordia will play things in. There's a Friedrich. He'll bring the ball up now against Bloom. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Dunbar as Hastings applies some pressure back here. Dunbar brings it into the forecourt. Just by the 16-minute mark here in the second half. Haywood has got the ball. Haywood picked up by Zach Lena. Drill of penetration in the lane. There's a pass going to be deflected away from Houchin. The ball is picked up here by Carson Bloom. A turnover on Concordia. That's their 13th in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Bloom, not a hamburger. Fakes the three. Now takes the three over Dunbar. Shot good. Jake Hamburger nails a three ball. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 12-point lead now at 51-39. 15:25 to play. Here's a Charles Dunbar with the ball. Dunbar comes on the near sideline to Haywood. Bounce pass to Houchin. Houchin works over here against Marvin. He backs up. Houchin and Marvin going at it. Now we're going to have a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called on Brett Houchin, who slams the ball to the hardwood there. That's going to be turnover number 14 in the ball game now for Concordia. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 15-13 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 51-39. Alex Thayer with the ball. Alex Thayer now to Jake Hamburger. The woman off of a screen inside the free throw circle. Flips it out here to Zach Lena. Dribbles into the paint. Throws it out here to Alex Thayer. He takes the ball in the paint. It's going to be stripped away. As picked up by Dunbar. That's the 11th turnover on Hastings College. Dunbar with the ball now for Concordia. Stops out here just as he crosses the big court stripe. Picked up by Thayer defensively. As the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Dunbar gets away. Drives it down the lane. Nice dish. Shot up and in. Max Wagner scoring there on the assist from Dunbar. Wagner's now got 8 points in the ballgame. Concordia is within 10 points again at 51-41. Loman with the ball out here in three-point territory. Loman down to Hamburger. Brings it back to Loman on the wing. Brady looking to drive it. He does. Into the paint. Stops. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. Good. Brady Loman. That's only his second field goal of the ballgame. He's got a 3 and a 2. And he's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings 53. Concordia 41. Approaching the 14-minute mark, here's Friedrich. He's going to be hit on the play. Hamburger knocks the ball loose. But we're going to have a kicking violation called on Jake. He knocks the ball away from Friedrich. Didn't pick up the personal foul there, but he does get hit with a kicking violation. So Concordia will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Joey Warning will play things in. Here comes Carson Bloom into the ball game now for Hastings. Bloom will come in. Marvin will check out. 14:09 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading 53-41. There's Dunbar with the ball on the wing on the left side. Off of a screen, they get it inside. There's a shot taken up and in, throwing it up there left-handed. Joey Warning off of a screen and down the lane he went. He's got 2 points in the ball game, 53-43. There's Hamburger with the ball again, drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. He goes back up, a shot, no good. Rebound, Lena, follow shot, no good, and he's fouling the play. So Lena having a good ball game inside tonight. Hastings College, he got the start for Lance Creech tonight. Brent Wells not feeling well most of the week, so Lena got the start here tonight and has played most of the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bo Smith. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 1 on the Bulldogs here in the second half. Lena to the free throw line, 1 out of 2 so far tonight, 10 points in the ball game. As Lena will put it up there, and the shot is up and in. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Max Wagner. Going out is going to be Bo Smith. Hastings now with an 11-point lead. It is 54-43 with 13:49 to play in the contest. Zach Lena will have one more. Shot is up. The shot is good. 55-43. Hastings down with a 12-point lead. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Dunbar's got the ball. Dunbar's going to be hit in backcourt here by Thayer. And Thayer's going to be hit with a personal foul. Alex Thayer picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Concordia will play things in right in front of the scorer's table. Joel Haywood will get things in to Charles Dunbar. And Dunbar will bring it back into the offensive zone here for Concordia. Bulldogs are trailing by a dozen here in the second half. There's a pass over there to a Warning, who takes the ball down to the baseline. His little short jumper is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Lohman. Loman to the far sideline to Hamburger. He can't catch up with it. It's going to be a turnover. It's going to be taken down here by Concordia. That's the 12th turnover on Hastings. Bounce pass, driving for the hole. The shot is up and in. Zach Scherzan scoring there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 55-45. Again, a 10-point lead for the Broncos. Thayer gets it out here on the wing. That's going to be Carson Bloom, the Loman. Down to Hamburger. The Loman again, top of the circle. Off to Jake, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. Ball goes bouncing up over the top of the backboard, but back down in the court here. It's going to be picked up by Concordia. Some officials call that out of bounds, but not this crew. Dunbar has got the ball for Concordia. Moves it over on the left side to Wagner. Now inside is Shazan. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Loman with the ball. He runs it down the right sideline. Cuts it for the hole. Contact made. Charging foul. Loman runs over a man in the lane and getting up off of the seat of his pants there for Concordia is going to be Joel Haywood. Loman picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. Team foul number five on Hastings College. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings has led this baby from the opening tap. Although Concordia is making it interesting down the stretch here. 55-45. Broncos now 19 out of 37 from the field. Concordia is 19 out of 35. There's the inbounds pass. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be brought down here by Concordia. They're being hit in back court. Now a foul is going to be called. Ball was picked up by Robbie Thomas, and then he was hit on the play there by Hamburger of Hastings. Jake picks up his second personal foul. Robbie Thomas will inbound the ball here for Concordia right in front of the scorer's table. 12 and a half minutes to play. Hastings with a 10-point lead. 55-45. Dribbling of the ball here is going to be Phil Friedrich. And now we're going to have a timeout called from Concordia as Friedrich brings the ball right in front of the Bulldog bench. 12:23 to play here in the basketball game here tonight. Men's College basketball on 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings 55, Concordia 45.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 55-45 is the score. It's a 10-point lead here. Racing's College as Concordia's got the ball off the timeout. Warning has got it as he moves over on the wing to Phil Friedrich. Picked up there by Alex Thayer of Hastings. Friedrich trying to get away. Good defense by Thayer. Knocks the ball away. Goes to the far sideline. It's out of bounds. Thayer tries to grab it, but can't get to it. 9 minutes and 46 seconds to play in Lincoln tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan is out on top of Doan, 50-40. The Tigers are just a game ahead of Hastings in the conference standings, so that is good news as the Broncos trying to lock down a home court advantage in the first round of playoffs. Driving to the basket there. A shot is taken by a warning that's going to be no good, and the ball is lost out of bounds by the Bulldogs, so Hastings will come back the other way. Concordia beat Hastings in the women's ball game tonight 73-61, despite the 28 points tonight from Laurel Zwiener. It's a 10-point lead here for the Bronco men's basketball team, 55-45. Alex Thayer has got the ball out just beyond the 10-second line. Moves it over here to Braden Lohman on the wing on the right side, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane. We got another whistle, and another foul is going to be called here. It goes on the Bulldogs. It's going to go on Thomas. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number six. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs here in the second half. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Carson Bloom will look to play things in for Hastings. Carson Bloom gives it to Lohman. Lohman is double teamed there in the wing. Lohman gets the ball away. Now to Bloom back outside the ring here as he gets it to Hamburger. Over here on the right side of the wing to Brent Wells. The Lohman dribbles down the lane, goes up for the hole. The shot's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around is picked up here by Wells. Back out to Hamburger. Now to Bloom for three. Shot good. Carson Bloom now with 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 13-point lead. 58-45 with 11:18 to play. In the contest, here's Joey Warning with the ball. Joey Warning on the dribble, moves it to the near sideline. Picked up there by Bloom of Hastings. Warning on the dribble, moves it to the top of the key. On the right side now to Phil Friedrich. Friedrich will back things out. Deep wing on the right side. Behind the screen there from Houchin, moves the ball to the free throw line. Now it's to get rid of it. Friedrich moves it over here to a Robbie Thomas. Inside, there's contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Robbie Thomas knocks down a Bronco left side of the lane. That's a Carson Bloom getting up. Carson gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number seven of the Broncos. That's going to send Max Wagner to the free throw line. Max Wagner to the free throw line here, and not Thomas. So Wagner has got 4 field goals, 8 points in the ball game. Not shot a free throw yet tonight, 63% of the season. His shot is up there, and it's around the rim and down. He'll get one more. Again, not a big fan of the Concordia new uniforms here tonight. First time we've seen them. That's the first time they've come to Hastings with this get-up-and-go that they have. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. Gray on gray with gray numbers with a white outline on those numbers. 58-47 is the score. Hastings down with an 11-point lead. We're just by the 11-minute mark here in the ballgame. Carson Bloom comes back with the ball. Now to Wells. He'll lose it out here to Hamburger. Dribbles to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. There's a Carson Bloom. Jump pass back out to Hamburger. Puts man in the air. Moves to his left. Can't put up a shot. Comes over here to Bloom for three. Shot's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. Off of the fingertips of Bloom. So it'll be Hastings playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Now it's in 34 to play. Broncos have an 11-point lead. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Carson Bloom gives it in now to Flynn. Flynn left side of the lane. Dribbles into the paint. Puts it up off the window. A shot no good. Tip try by Hamburger. No good. Rebound comes down here to Robbie Thomas. So Concordia is still in the ballgame here, trailing by 11 after the Broncos led by 20 toward the tail end of the first half. Here's Bo Smith. Moves it over there on the wing on the right side to Joel Haywood. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Dribbling with it. Spinning, putting up a shot is Houchin. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shot blocked down by Flynn. And a foul is called. Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. It's going to be number four on him. So going to the free throw line will be Houchin. He's got 19 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. So Lance obviously going to be happy with the start of the ball game tonight. Hastings got out to a 10-point lead in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, but it's kind of just maintained its presence out there. Hastings has not been able to add to the lead here in this contest. Houchin's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. They'll get a second one. Now shooting right into the student body section behind that clear backboard up there to our left. It's going to be Flynn checking out of the ball game. Here comes Jake Marvin back in. 10:07 to play in the ball game. Hastings by 11, 58-47. Broncos trying to win their 20th ball game of the season here tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Houchin. It's a 10-point ball game at 58-48. Here's Wells in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Wells. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Thomas. That's going to be his second. So after Concordia trailed by 20 points late in the first half, they actually made a comeback here in the second half. They had the lead down to 8 points at one time, 46-38. They haven't been able to get any closer than that. Wells in the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Brent Wells, a 70% foul shooter in the season. He's been nursing a case of the flu here for the past couple of days. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Robbie Thomas for Concordia. So the Bulldogs still trailing by 10 points, 58-48. We're under 10 minutes to go here in the ball game. There's Bo Smith with the ball, 25 feet away from the basket. Moves it over here on the wing. On the left side, that's going to be Robbie Thomas, and we got contact made again, and another foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his second. And that's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So now we're going to have a 1-1 here for Concordia. Here's Zach Lina into the ball game now as Brent Wells will come to the bench. It's going to be Houchin going to the free throw line. He's got 20 points in the ball game tonight. Houchin's been averaging only 9.1 on the season. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Again, their main man, their leading rebounder, and really their leading scorer, Porter Bertel. He's out for the season with various injuries. He's missed the last 6 games. Second free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Houchin. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. So Hastings will have the ball back, coming back the other way. Robbie Thomas picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So the Broncos have a 9-point lead now at 58-49. 9.5 minutes to play here in this one. There's Brady Lohman with the ball on the wing on the right side. Top of the key, Zach Lina. Now to Carson Bloom, near side. Brady Lohman back out to Bloom, top of the circle. Bloom comes across the top to Hamburger. Shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Dunbar with a rebound. Charles Dunbar runs her back the other way. And now things are getting a little shaky here. Dunbar comes to the top of the key to Bo Smith. Hastings only with a 9-point lead after leading by 20 in the first half. Bo Smith, right wing. Bounce pass to get it inside. That's going to be Houchin back out. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Dunbar. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Marvin has got it now to Bloom. The Hamburger back outside to Brady Woolman. Marvin, top of the key, fakes the three, drives the ball to the goal, and shot good. Nice move to the basket there by Jake Marvin, and Lance calls a timeout. Timeout, Hastings with 8 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 60, Concordia 49.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. In Lincoln, 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play in that ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is leading 24th ranked Doan 61-46. To the Tigers, the 24th ranked team in the country, on the verge of going down here tonight. The Tigers have kind of struggled here at the end of the season. That's an important ball game for Hastings because Doan is currently tied for third place with Midland in the standings, just a game ahead of Hastings College and Briar Cliff. Broncos winning tonight so far. So the race is going to be on for that fourth and final home playoff berth in the GPAC tournament that gets underway next Wednesday for both the men and the women next week. Men's national tournament this year in Point Lookout, Missouri. The women will head back to Sioux City, Iowa. 60-49 is the score. Dunbar's got the ball now for Concordia. Sends it out on the baseline to Smith. Back out of the wing to Haywood. Across the top to Dunbar. Dribble penetration. His pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Marvin as they run it back the other way to Zach Leader. He drives, shoots. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Smith. Bo Smith has got the ball now for Concordia to the far sideline. With the ball there is Joel Haywood. He'll bring things up against Hamburger. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 8:20 to play. Dunbar has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Just across the midcourt stripe, goes on the far sideline. Where the ball is going to be Haywood. Haywood dribbles once, comes out to Houchin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Concordia underneath the hole. Haywood goes back up, throws it here to the near sideline to Smith. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball away now to Brady Lohman. The Jake Hamburger behind the screen. Hamburger down the lane. Has it stripped loose. Hamburger gets it, though. He gets it over there to Marvin. His little short jumper is good. Left side of the lane. Bo Smith got his hands in there to deflect the ball away from Jake Hamburger. Jake recovers nicely. Gets the ball to Jake Marvin. He lays it in. Now Concordia wants to call a timeout. 7 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 62, Concordia 49.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 61-51 up in Mitchell, South Dakota tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan continues to lead Doan 65-46. They got 4:58 to play in their ball game in Lincoln tonight. Hastings with a 13-point lead here over Concordia, 62-49. Hastings College women tonight lost to Concordia by a score of 73-61. Laurel Zwiener, 28 points for the Broncos. Brittany Wong had 11. 16 for Bailey Morris, 14 for Kristen Conahan, 13 points for Katie Rich. The Broncos ahead of their final game in the regular season with a mark of 15-14, 10-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will take on fourth-ranked Morningside on Saturday afternoon in Sioux City. 7:44 to play in this one, 62-49. Hastings College still with a 13-point lead. There's a Haywood driving the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Marvin of Hastings. Jake punks up his second personal foul. That's going to send Joel Haywood to the free throw line. Haywood has got 3 points in the ball game, 86% on free throws this year. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Haywood puts it up there and a shot good. Joel Haywood gets the free throw to go down. The score is now 62-50. A 12-point lead for Hastings. Next one is up there, it is good. So Haywood hits a pair. Concordia not rolling over here. 62-51. The Broncos going to keep making shots here down the stretch. Alex Thayer with the ball. That is Zach Lena. The Woolman dribbles the ball. Gets it over here on the wing. That's going to be Alex Thayer. Now to Woolman here on the near side. Braden Woolman moves it to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Lena. Shot's going to be no good. The ball poked out of bounds. That's going to be Concordia basketball. Concordia has been within 8 points here in the second half. And now Lance is starting to get a little squirmish down here. 62-51. The Broncos have an 11-point lead as we approach the 7-minute mark. Hastings has not played well here in the second half. Here's a Concordia with the ball. They bring it into the offensive zone. Two-handed pass comes from the near side. Haywood shot for three is up there, no good. Lena had the rebound. He lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Concordia ball. Lena has hands on it there for the Broncos, but couldn't pull her in. So Concordia will get another chance here. 7 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the ball game. 62-51. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Concordia plays it in. Bo Smith in the corner. Bo Smith working over there against Zach Lena. Smith can't go up for the shot. Bounce pass. They get it to Friedrich in the lane. He drives it against Hamburger. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Woolman has the rebound. He comes out of there on the dribble now down the far sideline. Brady Woolman has got it. He loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Woolman is trying to bring her back too far or too fast, and Hastings turns the ball away. That's going to be turnover number 15 on Hastings College in the ball game. Concordia has turned the ball over 16 times in this contest. Concordia has got the ball back again. There's Joey Warning. He gets the ball ahead now to Joel Haywood. Haywood into the offensive zone. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Phil Friedrich. Friedrich comes over here on the wing now to Haywood. He throws up a long-range jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets it away now to Brady Woolman. Gets the ball ahead now to Thayer. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. Nice move by Marvin. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Jake Marvin grabs the ball on the baseline, spins, and a reverse layup is good by Marvin, and he is fouling the play. Jake now with 8 points in the ball game. He was fouled there by the Concordia Bulldogs. That's going to go on Max Wagner. That's going to be his third. Marvin goes to the free throw line. Hastings led it at halftime tonight, 44-33. They pretty well maintained this 10, 12, 13-point lead after getting out to a 10-point lead within the first 3 minutes of the ball game. It was 12-2 with 17 minutes to play in the first half. Marvin to the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. He's now zipped for two from the free throw line tonight. Hastings back out to a 13-point lead, 64-51. Now with 6:18 to play. There's a long-range three from Warning. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball comes out to the near sideline. Saved there by Friedrich. Now to Warning. Drives the ball down the lane. The Houchinger shot's going to be blocked down from behind by Marvin. The ball is recovered here by Hastings, and a foul is called. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Friedrich. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. So still no free throws here. Hastings College will play things in. They're in backcourt. And we're approaching the 6-minute mark. In fact, just by the 6-minute mark now as Alex Thayer brings the ball off the floor here. Alex Thayer has the ball poked away, but Thayer picks her back up. Good defense out here by Warning. Thayer gets the ball into the hands of Hamburger. Now Woolman. Woolman now to Jake Marvin, top of the key. Jake dribbles once, hands it away to Hamburger. Now comes across to Dr. Woolman. Alex Thayer on the far sideline. Thayer falls down with the ball as he tries to drive it toward the hoop, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go in Joey Warning of Concordia. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs. And now Hastings finally gets to the bonus situation here. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Alex Thayer. He has not scored so far tonight. Thayer is 73% foul shooter in the season. He's 17 out of 23 from the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings is a team now 12 out of 18 from the free throw line. 65-51. The Broncos out to a 14-point lead. Broncos are hitting just a skosh under 48% from the field tonight. Second shot is up there. It is good by Thayer. It gives Hastings a 66-51 lead. So a little bit of breathing room now with 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Thayer checks out. Back into the ball game for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Broncos will still attack back here in backcourt. Friedrich has got the ball to the far sideline. They get it to Haywood. Now to Friedrich. Into the offensive zone. As they get it to Joey Warning, he drives it. He gets it off to Houchin, and his shot's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. And Houchin will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called on Marvin. That's going to be his third. Bronco basketball Saturday afternoon. The Broncos will close out the regular season with a road game at Morningside. 2 and 4 o'clock will be the game times. 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. And a shot from the free throw line by Houchin is up and in. He is now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Houchin has got 22 points in the ball game tonight for Concordia. The guy's been averaging 9 points per ball game this season. He knocks down his second free throw. He's now got 23. 66-53. The Broncos with a 13-point lead. 5.5 to play here in the ball game. Here's Lohman, drives the ball down the right side of the lane, puts it up off the glass and scores. High off of the window, Brady Lohman gets one to go down. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 15, 68-53. Here's a long-range jumper from three by Warning. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman runs her back the other way, right-handed dribble into the forecourt behind the screen from Zach Lena. Lohman out of Hamburger, fakes the three, swings it right side. That's going to be Carson Bloom, down to Marvin. Marvin dribbles in the paint, dishes the ball away to Hamburger, drives it down the lane, and it sounds up and in. Hamburger sliding down the left side of the lane. Marvin got him the ball for the assist, and Jake Hamburger now with 14 points in the ball game. 70-53, Hastings with a 17-point lead. Now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Concordia wants to call a timeout here, 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. In the ball game, Hastings with a 17-point lead. It's the Broncos 70 and Concordia 53.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4 minutes, 45 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings with a 17-point lead. It's 70-53. Concordia will play things in. Joey Warning with the ball here in backcourt. Jake Hamburger will pick him up. Bo Smith has got it down top of the key. Swings it over here left side to Haywood. Haywood gets it inside to Houchin. He backs up against Marvin, goes up with a shot left-handed and scores. Brett Houchin scores again for Concordia. Now 25 points in the ball game for Brent Houchin. 70-55. Hastings still leading in the ball game. Here's Carson Bloom here on the wing on the right side. Carson Bloom bounce pass to Marvin. Marvin goes back door and cut there to Zach Lena. His shot is up and in. Nice pass by Marvin. Zach Lena lays it in. Zach's having a good ball game. He's got 14 points in the ball game. An assist there from Jake Marvin. A nice pass who posted up on the low block on the right side. 72-55 is the score. Hastings now with a 17-point lead again. Here's Joel Haywood with the ball. Haywood over to Warning, and a bounce pass goes inside, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get the ball inside to Bo Smith, and a personal foul is going to be called there on Bloom. That's going to be the third foul in Carson. Bo Smith goes to the free throw line here for Concordia. Smith has got 5 points in the ball game. He's averaging 13.1 in the season. Smith is a 74% foul shooter as well. Throws it up there, and the shot is going to be up there. Dances around the rim, falls off of the right side, and it's no good. 72-55, 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play. We'll name our players of the game, and we'll have our coaches post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Houchin's next free throw up there. Rattles out again off of the right side. 72-55, Hastings with the lead, and the Broncos have the ball. There's Carson Bloom. Carson brings her up here, moves her to the right wing. Carson Bloom on the dribble, moves it down to the baseline toward the goal, and now we got a blocking foul down there as Bloom was moving it toward the goal, and the foul is going to be called here on the Bulldogs, and it's going to send Bloom to the free throw line. Joey Warning picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Bloom goes to the line. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Jake Hamburger has got 14. Carson Bloom has got 10. Zach Lena has got 14 points in the ball game tonight to lead the Broncos. Brady Lohman has got double figures as well with 11 points. Carson Bloom to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Bloom now 2 out of 3 from the line. He'll get one more. 73-55 is the score now. Hastings with an 18-point lead. And Carson Bloom will have one more. As he toes the mark, he throws it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Carson Bloom nails a couple of free throws. 74-55, so the Broncos creeping away here in this one after Concordia made things interesting for most of the second half here. Concordia had her down to 8 points at one point at 46-38. Here's Houchin with the ball. Houchin is having a good ball game for the Bulldogs. Gets it away, driving toward the hole. Kicks it out here to Bo Smith. Smith, his shot from 15 is going to rim off no good. Rebound comes down to Warning. Warning has got it here on the near sideline down to Haywood. Haywood behind the screen from Bo Smith. Moves it down the right side of the lane toward the goal. His shot is up there. He hits the side of the glass, and it's going to be a foul called here on Hastings. Lena picks up the foul. It's going to be his second. That's going to send Joel Haywood to the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Haywood 2 out of 2 from the line. That's 10 fouls plus in the Broncos here in the second half. Joel Haywood to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be good. 74-56. Hastings now with an 18-point lead. 3:11 left. Here comes the next shot, and it's up there. It is good. So Haywood knocks down a couple of free throws, and now Concordia wants to call another timeout. Bulldogs want to talk things over. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 74, Concordia 57.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, we'll have girls high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Blue Hill in the sub-district finals at Sandy Creek High School. On the air with a pregame show at 6:45. Tip-off will be at 7. So girls sub-district basketball tournament action tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Friday night, we'll head to the St. Cecilia boys basketball team. We'll head for Centura, a boys-only ball game on Friday. 7:30 scheduled tip-off time, 7:15 for the pregame here on 1230 KHAS. 74-57. Hastings with a 17-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Woolman has got it. Woolman will bring things up against Joel Haywood. Brady Woolman spins here in backcourt. Now he's double-teamed. Woolman gets the pass away. He does to Zach Lena. Lena brings it into the offensive zone. Not a woman. Moves it down in the corner. The Hamburger takes off. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try by Marvin. No good. Tip try by Lena. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Foul shot. Good. Jake Marvin now with 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 19-point lead. 76-57. Driving down the lane. Concordia's got the ball. As they move it over there to Charzon. His shot is up there on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Zach Charzon scoring there for Concordia. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 76-59, 2.5 to play. Here's Brandy Lohman, 10-footer. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. Yes, it does. It goes straight into the air and right down through the hole. Brandy Lohman scores. He's now got 13 in the ballgame. 78-59, the Broncos have the lead. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Charzon for Concordia. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Lohman. Brandy Lohman dribbling the ball here in backcourt. Whistles into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes over here to Hamburger, who dumps it away. That's a Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom coming to the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Nice move to the basket there by Bloom. He's now got 14 points in the ball game. He does that as the Broncos get ready to clear the bench here. Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. Aaron Reyes is going to come into the ball game. Pryor is going to come into the ball game. Also, Matthew Nelson is going to come into the game. It's going to be Bloom going to the free throw line. Carson Bloom, 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight, trying to make this a 3-point play. The Broncos now open up a 80-59 lead. Next shot is up there from the line. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Under 2 minutes to play here in the basketball game. We'll have our players in the game and the coaches' post-game show yet to come tonight. Haywood works the ball inside to Charzon. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Charzon scoring there. Rick and Cordy, and he's fouling a play. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. A personal whistle on Aaron Reyes of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Aaron Reyes now into the ball game for the Broncos, a sophomore out of Sterling, Colorado. The shot from the free throw line by Charzon is going to be no good. But the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Lena with the ball. Zach Lena gets it away now to Bloom, who's still in the ball game. We approach the 90-second mark. Carson Bloom hustles into the forecourt. Bloom goes over there to Matthew Nelson, who dribbles on the far sideline. He's double-teamed. Nelson trying to get the ball away. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. Final regular season home game for Hastings, although the Broncos might have a chance of playing another one next week in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Aaron Reyes has got the ball. Aaron Reyes out of lane has the basketball stripped away. It is loose. It's picked up here by Joey Warning. In the lane, shovels the ball away. His shot is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes out of lane. Outlet pass intercepted. Intercepted by Warning. Moves it down in the corner. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Haywood. Rebound comes out of lane. He falls down to his knees. And he's going to be deflected out of bounds as he tries to get the pass away. Charzon kind of runs him over down there left side of the lane. It's deflected out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Aaron Reyes has got the ball. Reyes into the forward court to Bloom, now to Zach Lena. And he's going to be hammered on the play as Zach goes up for the shot. A minute to play here in this one. And Zach Lena will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is whistled on the Dogs here. So Lena goes to the line. The foul goes on Bo Smith. That's going to be his third. Zach Lena to the line. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here. Concordia now over the 10-foul limit. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Hastings will play on Saturday against Morningside with a lot on the line. The Broncos have a chance to secure home court advantage next round, the first round of the playoffs. Eyes at the national tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri. Second shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Concordia. Under a minute to play here in this one. Concordia's got the ball. In the lane, here's a Joey Warning. Throws up a shot. It's up and in. He wheels an off-balance shot and goes down through the hole. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, 80-63. Hastings College has got the lead. Carson Bloom gets it out to Reyes for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. Aaron Reyes knocks down a three-pointer for Hastings from the right wing, 83-63. Hastings has now built a 20-point lead here in this one. 30 seconds to play. Here's a pass to Warning on the near side. Warning cranks up a three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes down to Matthew Nelson, and Hastings will come back up the floor down the far sideline with a 20-point lead. Hastings will win their 20th ball game of the season. They'll go to 20-9 after this one as Aaron Pryor just sits out here and dribbles with the ball out to Matthew Nelson. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over. Hastings College wins it here tonight by 20. 83-63. Hastings picking up the win over the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. Hastings got out to a good-sized lead early and then didn't stretch it out until late in the ballgame, but Hastings wins by 20, 83-63 over Concordia tonight. Broncos go to 20 wins and 9 losses. 11-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia falls to 6-21 after this one. They're now 2-17 in a GPAC. Hastings wins it by 20, 83-63. Back with a recap after this.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College wins it here tonight, 83-63 over Concordia. The Broncos, a 20-win season, 20-9 now. 10-9, actually 11-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings got out to a 10-point lead early. In fact, led 12-2 just 3 minutes into the ball game. Hastings eventually built that lead to 20 late in the first half at 39-19 before Concordia went on a 10-2 run to pull back within 12 points in the ball game at 41-29. Hastings led at halftime 44-33. Concordia snuck back within single digits. In fact, 8 points at one point at 46-38, but that's as close as they got. And Hastings eventually opens up the floodgates down the stretch, and they win by 20 tonight, 83-63. Scoring in the ball game, it doesn't get much better than this. A balanced scoring attack. Zach Lena, 14 points in the ball game. Carson Bloom, 14. Jake Hamburger, 14. Brady Lohman had 13. Jake Marvin had 10. So they spread her around tonight. Other scorers for Hastings, Aaron Reyes hit a three-pointer. Late in the ball game for his only score, Alex Thayer had 2. Brent Wells had 2 points tonight. Dane Bacon had 7. Dylan Flynn had 4. Hastings, 16 out of 25 from the free throw line. Concordia led tonight by Brent Houchin. He scores 25 in the ball game, including 16 in the first half. Other scorers, Max Wegner, he had 10 points. Zach Scherzan ends up with 9. Joel Haywood had 7. Bo Smith held to just 5 points tonight. Joey Warning had 5. 2 for Robbie Thomas and 2 for Phil Friedrich. So Hastings College wins it tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs by a score of 83-63. The Broncos are now 20-9 in the season, 11-8 in the conference. They'll get ready for the Morningside Mustangs coming up on Saturday afternoon in Sioux City. Again, Hastings wins it by 20 tonight, 83-63. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-9190. 2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The Osborne Sports Complex. Welcome to the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Hastings College women losing the first ball game tonight to Concordia by a score of 73-61. Big performance by Laurel Zweener. Season high 28 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong, she had 11 points in the Bronco win. The Hastings College men, boy, you can throw a bunch of guys in the old hat tonight. Carson Bloom scores 14 points officially in the ball game. Jake Hamburger had 14. Zach Lena had 14 points. 13 for Brady Lohman. 10 points for Jake Marvin. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College women tonight, obviously, Laurel Zweener had a sensational ball game at season high, 28 points in the ball game tonight, 10 out of 14 from the field. She was also 8 out of 9 from the free throw line, pulls down 4 rebounds, scores the 28 points, 2 assists, 1 block shot as she plays 28 minutes and 25 seconds for Kerry Hofstetter today. Concordia beats Hastings 73-61. For the Hastings College men, Zach Lena, who got the start tonight for the Broncos in replace of Brent Wells, who is feeling a little bit under the weather. Lena comes up with 14 points in the ball game, 5 out of 8 from the field. One out of one from three-point territory. He was also 3 out of 6 in the free throw line. Pulls down 6 rebounds, scores 14 points in the ball game, and had 1 steal as he plays 32 minutes and 53 seconds in the ball game tonight. Zach Lita, Laurel Zwiener are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. A win for Hastings College here tonight, 83-63 over Concordia. Zach Lina is going to join us in the post-game show. And Zach, congratulations on the win, your 20th win of the season.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've never been on a team that's gotten 20 wins before, so.
Back in October when the Tobin Reinwald went down, what was the chances this team won in 20 games back then? Not many people would give you that chance to win 20 games.
Preseason, we were predicted 6th, and that was with Tobin, so without him to do this good is just kind of amazing. This kind of shows how we've all pulled together.
You got to start tonight. Brent Wells not feeling well, and you took advantage of it. That's a back-to-back game. He's played pretty well on Saturday against Mount Marty, and they come out tonight. You had a mission, huh?
Yeah, it's nice to have, even at the 5 position, just a 4 and a 5 that at any moment or we've had previous starters there, and they're ready to start. And
you guys have gotten into a heck of a lead 3 minutes into the ball game. You had a double-digit lead at 12-2, and then it's kind of hung in there, 10, 12, 14 points. Really didn't stretch the lead out until late in the ball game. Was that a concern that you were not able to stretch the lead?
No, we were doing a lot better on defense, and we were stopping them from scoring, but we were just struggling a little bit in the second half offensively, I think. But that kind of just shows how our defense, we've been working on that a lot. But it didn't really worry me.
The defense has been kind of a work in progress all season long. You guys finally starting to feel like you can make some noise with your defense down.
We're getting a lot closer. We had our last 2 practices. We're real good defensively, and that's just been the focus of all our practices so far. So we're trying to keep growing and getting better at it.
You guys end up shooting 51% for the ball game again. That's nothing new for you guys. This has been a good shooting ball club all season long.
No, yeah, we got offense figured out. It's defense we're working on. So,
but what is the major problem defensively? You guys are still focusing on?
It's the same for everyone. Pretty much just communication. We'll get tired and we'll break down a little bit. Once we start getting tired, we got to be able to stay together and keep working defensively.
What was the main focus? Had a couple of injuries themselves and a couple of new guys in the lineup. Did you know exactly what they were going to do tonight?
Our plan was basically to spread the floor out and try to get as many fouls on their big as we could because Bertel's gone. And without Houchin, he was their main post presence and just try to spread the floor out as much as possible.
Had some problems with Houchin tonight. We made him look like an all-star tonight.
He did. He had a very good first half.
Houchin ends up with a 25 for the ball game, including 16 in the first half. Did you guys make some adjustments on him a little bit in that halftime?
Yeah, we did. Our bigs got a pretty good butt chewing, but I think we shut him down a little bit in the second half. So,
all right, so you guys win tonight by 20 points at 83-63, and now the main focus is hitting the road on Saturday, and probably a lot's going to be riding on that ball game against the Morningside. That's always a scary place to play up there, but you guys are playing pretty well right now.
Yep, we're just taking it one game at a time. We don't want to look too far into things right now. We're just looking. We're going to focus. We got this game done. Now we're going to focus on Morningside. So,
once the prospects now, you get into the GPAC tournament, you guys are solidly in the field. They can create some noise there in that GPAC tournament, try to get to the national tourney.
Yeah, we're planning. We want to get all the way up to the finals to help us hopefully solidify a bid for the tournament. But it looks like we still got work ahead of us.
Yeah, so it looks like you're going to have to go on the road for at least a couple of those ball games. But you guys have played pretty well on the road this season.
Mm-hmm.
So any problem with that?
We're not too worried about it, so we're gonna just keep staying together and keep chugging away.
Okay, congratulations. A heck of a ball game. We'll see you on Saturday.
So, thank you.
Yep, Zach Kleiner on our post-game show here tonight as Hastings College wins it by the score of 83-63 over the Concordia Bulldogs. We'll take one final timeout. We'll come back and check the scoreboard as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
All right, on the women's side of things in the GPAC scoreboard tonight, Hastings College losing to 7th-ranked Concordia, 73-61. It was Midland upsetting Briarcliff today, 65-61. Northwestern beat Dakota Wesleyan, 87-81. Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan, 62-57. That's the first win of the season in the conference for Doan. And it was Morningside over Mount Marty today, 65-54. On the men's side of things, Hastings picking up a 20-point win over Concordia, 83-63. The big upset tonight was Nebraska Wesleyan beating 24th-ranked Doan, 75-58. Morningside over Mount Marty tonight, 87-77. Northwestern wins over Dakota Wesleyan, 86-83. One other game, Briarcliff playing at Midland. No report in yet on that ball game. Nebraska tonight, they lose to Indiana and Bloomington by a score of 76-47. So the next Bronco broadcast will be on Saturday afternoon. We'll head to Sioux City, Iowa, with plenty to play for here this weekend. Hastings will take on Morningside at 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Our pregame show begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow night, it's girls high school basketball for you. We've got a girls sub-district championship game involving Hastings St. Cecilia and the Blue Hill Bobcats from Sandy Creek. Airtime will be at 6:45 tomorrow night. 7 o'clock for the tip-off between the Bobcats and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. So that'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. From my producer and engineer, Don John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.